Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
I breathe.
You say you can't have my, you can't have my, you can't, you can't, you can't. Gotta say, you can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your craft, break out your word. You gonna break out the praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, this a wrap.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. This means war. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. Oh, we come to say thank you, Lord. We come to bless your name today, Lord God. We thank you how you kept us all night long as we slept and slumbered. We say thank you, Lord. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way today, Lord, in our services, Lord God. Have your way in our homes today, Lord God, because this is war, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We come to thank you for the visionary of this line today, Father God. As you continue to pour out to your people near and far, you pouring back into them, Lord God. And we say thank you. We come to bless you, your name today for breakthroughs and not a breakdown. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we bless your name today. The enemy can't have our increase. The enemy can't have our families. He can't have our breakthrough. And we say thank you, Lord. Because you've given us power to tread over serpent and scorpion, power over our enemy. By no means should nothing harm your children. We say thank you, Lord. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to bless your name. We come to thank you, Father God, that we are healed, that we are blessed, that we are strong and filled with the Spirit of God. And we say thank you. We are the anointed. We say thank you. God's favor surrounds us. We say thank you. Our family is protected, surrounded by angels today. We say thank you. Our homes are filled with peace today. We say thank you. The Lord is prospering us today. We say thank you. This is our season, and we say thank you. Oh, we take a hold to your words today, Father God. We come to bless your name today, Lord God, because you say if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So we come to praise you for your drawing power, your wonder-working power moving in this hour. May you be continually glorified. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. We come to say how much we love you, how much we need you. We're nothing without you. We can do absolutely nothing without you. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. We thank you for your strength on this line today, over everyone that's represented on this line today. We thank you for peace for everyone on this line today in the midst of storms. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. We say thank you. We lift up all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to you today, Father God. Our neighbors' children to you today, Father God. Have your way in their lives, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, heal and deliver and set them free, Father God. And we say thank you. Lift up Mother Sydney to you, Father God. Continually do a new thing in her, through her, for her, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We thank you for the Matthew family, Father God, from the oldest to the youngest, Father God, how you heal and deliver and setting them free, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today, Father. We thank you for Aretha and her entire family, Father God, that she faithfully works behind the scenes, Father God. We thank you for keeping your arms around her family, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing for baby Michael, Father God, doing a new thing in baby Michael for baby Michael, Father God, that his parents will be a testimony how you bring his, their baby out, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because your words will be overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, Lord God. So let them testify how good you've been to their baby, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just bless your name today, Father God. We lift up all the sick and shut in their homes on today, Father God. Do a new thing for them today, Father God. Do a shine to do a turnaround for them, for you get all the glory, Father God. We lift up all those sick in the hospitals on today, Father God. Go from floor to floor, room to room, and create miracle signs and wonders, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, build up lungs, build up hearts today in the hospitals, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, because you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, Father God, and we say thank you. Oh, we lift up Mother Allen and her family to you, Father God. Continue to strengthen them in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to heal in her family in the mighty name of Jesus. Ain't nothing too hard for you. Ain't nothing difficult for you, Father. So we thank you for doing a new thing for the Allen family, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just bless your name today, Father God. And we come pleading the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere, because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. And we come to say thank you, Lord. Or we come to bless your name today, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every vehicle today, over every airplane, train, buses, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even though they ride bikes, cover them with the blood, Father God. Keep them from all harm and danger, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we will give you the praise, we give you the glory. And we thank you, Father God, for this new day you allowed us to see, Father God. We was able to wake up, look up, and sit up, Father God. And we say thank you. Or we come pleading the blood today. We lift up the homeless to you all over the universe, Father God. Continuously open up doors for the homeless that can no man close. Close doors that can no man open for the homeless, Father God. We bless with roofs over our heads, they're not, Lord God. So we ask you to do it for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. Or we just stop by to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the roofs over our head, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. That we had a bed to sleep on and a pillow to lay our heads on. The homeless didn't have that today, Father. So we just thank you and praise you, Lord God. We will continuously look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Our strength comes from you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we lift up bereaved families to you today, Father God. We thank you for walking with them and keeping them, Lord God. And if anyone not saving these families, Father God, salvation come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God. That no weapon formed against your people shall prosper, but every tongue rise up shall be condemned. We say thank you. This is war. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Can't have our help. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can't have our help. Can't have our peace. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just bless your name for this awesome Sunday morning that you allow us to see. We say thank you. So have your way today, Lord God. Have your way, your way, your will be done. Not our will, but your will. Not our way, but your way. Have your way in our neighborhoods today, Father God. Have your way in the White House today, Father God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way in this upcoming election, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that your will be done in this upcoming election, Father God. Because it's all about you. Not about me, but it's about you. It's about me doing your will and your way. And I say, have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, I step back for you to step in. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just love you today, Father. We need you. And we absolutely nothing without you. Have your way. Deliver and set free. We bind up stress. in the mighty name of Jesus. We loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. You say what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we loose on earth is loose in heaven. So we bind up stress. We bind up depression. And we loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. We bind up the suicide demons in the name of Jesus. And we loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. Oh, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us power, Lord God, to speak to the mountains according to Mark 11. Stress is a mountain. Depression is a mountain in the mighty name of Jesus. Low self-esteem is a mountain, and we speak to it right now until it's a decease and healing to increase in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today, Lord God. We bless your wonderful name today, Father God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. You are Dr. Jesus. You are the great physician. And we say thank you. Have your way this awesome Sunday morning. In your precious son Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. This is war. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, we worship you. We worship you, Lord.
Yes, we do, Father. Oh, so you are worthy, Father. Hallelujah. For your name is most gracious. How we adore your name, Father. How you have given us the ability, Lord God, to open up our mouth and magnify the Lord of glory. Father, we say, come magnify the Lord with me. Let us glorify his name forever. For surely he is worthy. Surely he is worthy always. Hallelujah. Surely his name is to be extolled. Surely his name is to be glorified, lifted up and exalted. Hallelujah. For surely you are glorified, Father. And I choose to magnify your name. I choose to glorify your name. I choose to lift you up and exalt you. Hallelujah. Yes, your name is glorified, Father. Yes, your name is lifted up and exalted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Na so tabaha shande eso nama ashinde. Yelunu nama hasadarabokotarabahasata. How much, your longing is for all of your people to glorify your name, to magnify your name. Am I not the Lord of glory? Hallelujah. We choose to magnify the Lord. We choose to glorify him, for surely he is worthy. Surely he is worthy. It's not based on what we see. Surely it's not based on a circumstance or a situation. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we surely give your name the glory. Surely we magnify you. Surely we glorify you. Surely we exalt your name. Surely we worship your name. Surely we lift you up. Surely we magnify you. Surely we exalt your name. Hallelujah to the Lord of glory. You created us to give you glory. You created us to magnify your name. You created us to glorify your name. You created us to lift you up and exalt you. Not so to, and surely we will. Surely we will, Father. Not so te beke yalaboko seneki yalaboko sende. Not so ne meki yalaboko. For you created us such. Hallelujah. You created us to glorify your name. You created us to lift you up. You created us to exalt your name. You created us, Lord God, to worship you. We made in your image to exalt your name. We made in your image, I'm not for the make it to lift up your name. We made in your image to bow before the Lord of glory, and surely we will. We call upon the heavenly host to glorify the Lord, our most God, to magnify him, to extol him, to exalt him, to lift him up. Surely we magnify your name. Surely we extol your name. Surely we lift you up. Surely we magnify you. Surely we bow before you. Surely we extol your name. Hallelujah. For surely you are worthy. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Surely you are worthy. 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 And my son, Rebecca, day. Ma sote beki yala boko sene yala boko sene hi yala ma sote beki yala boko sene beki day. It's not based on what occurs. Ma sote beki yala boko sene ma sote me me. But you've given us the authority. Ma sote beki to ma boko sene beki day to rebuke the winds, the forces of darkness, and our God, and speak to the waves, the situation, circumstances. Ma boko sene beki. We don't move from the stance that the Father has given us. We're not shaken. But when the veil was written too, the Lord of glory now became the high priest that stood around the Father and making his intercession for the people of the living God. Hallelujah. Surely we magnify you. Surely we glorify you. But you say, oh, flesh, hey, it's like grass. Hallelujah. Not so that. It's like the wind. Not so that. Not so that we can get it. While we have the opportunity, not so that we can get it. Decree and declare your word. Call forth those out of the place of bondage into the place of freedom. Master, that day, while we yet have the mouth to speak, Master, that day, he not my own name. Master, that day, we encourage, we exalt, but we also rebuke, we pull down, not with cover, not to uproot, not to make the Esanai. Father, your word is definitely sick, according to Ezekiel, your mouth is 23:3. If we see a thought coming, will we not warn? That we may be armed and ready for battle, that we may turn from the things that we're in, that we may repent and come back to the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. Will we not prepare for that which to come? Hallelujah. We will not be stuck, master decay, like those are not. So in the time of Noah, hallelujah, that was so in the midst and in growth in the things of every day. Hallelujah. Sitting back with the legs folded. Hallelujah. With the arms folded. Hallelujah. And did not even know until the floodgates opened up on above. Hallelujah. And from the earth crops. Hallelujah. And took them all away. Father, you did not call us in this hour because your word is definitely of God. Hallelujah. Been there for us to know. And the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. My Father, you told us to prepare. My Father, my son, to watch and pray. For you said the fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous man avails much, my Father. For you are the search, my Father, for a people, my God, that will go into the places that you have designed, like you pulled Ezekiel the Lord of his hair to show him, my Father, will we not be attentive to the Spirit of the living God? Oh, my Father, there is no more of a wink, my Father, that so we we are truly in battle for the souls of men. Will we not go out and snatch those from the clutches of darkness? Well, men will sit back, huh, and watch the demands, not knowing that Daniel continue to pray. Hallelujah. So we stand with the same authority that the Father placed on the earth, with the sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah. At the head of Medusa. At the feet of the Anakim. At the feet of the new king. We will not be moved. My Father, not for Nika Yala, not for Timai, Yala Rokosi. Make it Luna Asale, no Shan, Neko, Neke, Notata Alune, not Sune, Mako Asane, Moko Tata, Sune Minika, no Sune Ma, Suna Ta, Yana Asunene, Nama Asunia, Lone Sune, Na Asune Ma Asota, Yanabacosta Ne, not Sunrikina. So we surely rebuilt the mountain that will bring division, strife, confusion, non-deception. And we decree unity, one in the faith of the living God. Hallelujah. But not looking unto one. For surely we want the ruining wickedness. We rebuke that spirit soundly. For the Father said himself, come, let us go down. That his people are one, and there will be nothing that they could not achieve. God, that they imagine. My Father, that we stand in this hour, that we just not of the kingdom of the living God. We have been given full authority to pull down, to cut off not, and to pluck up my Father, and we stand with a boldness. We will not move in tolerance. Oh, my God. Oh, God, I'm not sure. With the forces of darkness. Hey. Not Shanika. No, my action. Not Shanika. Yellow across the Nikata. My Father, as we stand giving your name the glory, as we honor your name, my God, Father, we pull those who are bound. We cut off the spirit of addiction. Whether it be not for to pull muscle, masturbation, hold on, today, so often, the Father said, my people, have been in the hold on, but we pulled down the spirit of whoredom, and we decree sanctity, being sanctified by the blood of the Lamb, by the Father God, as we love God, negative, of course, so name, but we have to fight for one another, not that I call accountability, God, to the body, my Father, as we prepare for the wedding banquet, for sure, my Father, we want to come when you call, my God. We don't want to be about to everything that we're doing and make the wedding banquet. And the Father had to call those, go out and get those areas. Those was not even expecting to come. But when the call came, they went, my Father, I pray in this hour, God, that we have, Lord God, a sweet communion with the Holy Spirit. My Father, that we taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. My Father, surely you've called us in this hour, my Father, to move by your spirit. My Father, oh, my God, let us understand in this hour. rises up. Sonika, preparing to make a real world religion. Will you stand against that which is not of the Father? Or will we blend in those that are the Lord? He said his hour, come over here, the soul, the little glory shall come back. My Father, as the lion of the tribe of Judah, they dare mock your name, and say the goat shall be a head of the Lord, rebuilt spirit. My Father God, we stand in this hour against that which is not of our Father, and surely we will not bow down to the works of darkness. My Father, will we not stand? Will we not stand in this hour? My God, my God, my God, my Father. My Father, surely will restore the one that was overtaken. My God, that there are others, oh God, who know boldly that we don't need to go now. Therefore, there is a rebuild that is going out across the land, not the home, but the hurt. For even a rebuild, there is mercy, because we could die in our sin. Oh my God. So while we have the opportunity to minister to others, to set them free before they close the eyes, my God, we have been given, oh God, my Father, your word and our mouth, to go out across the land, and snatch those from the places overhead. Will we not move? Will we not move in this hour? As the ancient gods, my God, have been raised up. This is a place. Surely the army of the Lord is marching on. We walk the break rank. For each will be right in his place. Whatever you have been assigned to do, do not move. My Father, a little respite is just a little respite, but it does not stop it. Nor does it move. The people of God for having a sword rested. My Father, I give your name the glory. My Father, that we go in the midst of that which is hidden. My Father, to lift the covers, not to harm. My Father, but to bring us, that we do not die. In the mind, my Father, against the nature of the Spirit of the living God, my Father, those brethren across the seven continents who may be bound, by the different types of craft, but we turn the word, as ambassadors to the kingdom of the living God, we send the word, that will destroy the host of darkness, that will move, that will move in the different forms of the air, of the land, and of the sea. That the enemy, my God, so now is well rebuilt. Our Father says, surely we will not be ignorant of any device of the enemy. Therefore, we stand with authority of the living God. Hallelujah. We stand in this hour. My Father, my Father, we surely give your name the glory. We surely magnify your name. For even as, Lord, you're preparing your people, Father, to witnesses that will cry, turn, and it says fire proceeds from their mouth, and consume them. Oh, my Father, that will say contrary to the word of God concerning them. And my fire is the word of the living God. So his word is a consuming fire. It is a consuming fire. Father, we stand in this hour, giving your name the glory, magnifying your name. Hallelujah. Now, Father, we thank you now. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We exalt your name forever. Blessed Master, surely we give your name the glory.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the Family Values Conference 2022.
Family Values Conference 2022.
And the 55th birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. October 28th through 30th, 2022 at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
This year's theme,
excelling the family for the kingdom purpose. Family Values Conference 2022. Your MC, Brother Norris Thompson, radio personality at Rejoice 102.3 FM, WYCA, Chicago, Illinois.
It kicks off Friday night, October 28th at 7 p.m.
Pastor Eugene Fierce Jr., Redeem Enrichment Ministries, Joliet, Illinois.
October 29th, 2022.
Saturday morning, the workshop. It begins at 10 a.m. until noon. Backed by popular demand, Bishop Jesse M. Williams Jr., Deliverance Center Church, Chicago, Illinois. Saturday night at 7 p.m. Evangelist Ellen Allen, New Bethel Bountiful Blessings Ministry, Toledo, Ohio,
Sunday morning, October 30th,
2022, at 11 a.m., a time of reflections. Apostle Greg Jacobs, Greg Jacobs Ministries, Chicago, Illinois. Bishop Kenneth Franklin, Christ for Everyone Ministries, Incorporated, Chicago Heights, Illinois. Apostle Maurice and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, Restoration and Truth Ministries, Newport News, Virginia.
For more information, call 877-912-2027 or 708-825-1988.
Or email us at LaRonMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. That's LaRonMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. No registration fee. Everyone is welcome. October 28th through 30th, 2022. The Family Values Conference at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. We welcome you and we'll see you there.
Dependable God. It doesn't matter what comes my way, you are still God. Intentional God. Everything is working out for my good. Dependable God. It doesn't matter what comes my way, you are still God. Intentional God. Everything is working out for my good. You love me too much, oh. Too much, oh, excess love, oh. You love me too much, oh. You love me too much, oh. Excess love, oh. Thank you for loving me too. Unconditionally love. Thank you for loving me too. too much joy. Thank you for loving me too much, oh, unconditionally. Thank you for loving me too much, oh. Thank you for loving me. Where would I have been? Where would I have been without you? You love me too much, oh. Oh, kakame, nahin you be. You are A to Z, and everything in between, no. Amamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamam Eche tobie zike Odiro yedikaki Amama masya masyo Now you be the most high Eche tobie zike Odiro yedikaki Now I'm standing here Only because you made. Now I'm standing here. Only because you made. Now I'm standing here. Only because you made. Away.
God bless you, Apostle Jacobs. It's in your hands at this time.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for you on this morning. We give God praise and honor to you and you that are listening and was blessed by the time of intercession. I want to thank God for the Prophet Matthews, for giving me this opportunity to share with you on this morning a word of encouragement. And I pray that this word that the Lord have given me will be a blessing to you and to encourage you that this is the season to not slack your drive, but to press forward, to move forward, regardless of what it looks like or what seems like is not moving at the pace that you desire it to move. The Holy Spirit gave me this word of encouragement. It is called supernatural acceleration. Supernatural acceleration. The word accelerate, it means to gain speed within a short time. It's like a vehicle that have the capacity to gain speed within a short time. You're about to accelerate in a short period of time. Things that looked like it was not moving, it was not changing, it looked like every step you went, you step two steps, you step three backwards, a new level of grace that God is putting upon through the Holy Spirit upon the believers who have been waiting with anticipation, with expectation, who have been crying out to God, who have not broke their rank or let go of or quit. This is the time and the hour of supernatural acceleration. And look at this word here, accelerate, again, to hasten, to pick up speed. Glory to God. To pick up speed. Are you ready to pick up speed? Are you ready to move in the things of God in a capacity like you never moved in before? Let me go to a few scriptures, my key scripture on this morning. comes out of the book of 1 Kings chapter 18. 1 Kings chapter 18. We will pick this up in verse 44 through 46. 1 Kings 18, verse 44 through 46. Reading from the New Living Translation, I believe this is. And it begins to read as such. It says, finally, the seventh time, his servant told him, I saw a little cloud about the size of a man's hand rising from the sea. Elijah shouted, hurry to Ahab and tell him, climb into his chariot and go back home. If you don't hurry, the rain will stop you. As soon as the sky was black with clouds, a heavy wind brought a terrific rainstorm, and Ahab left quickly for Jezreel. Here's verse 46. This is what we call supernatural acceleration. Then the Lord gave special strength to Elijah. He tucked his cloak into his belt and ran ahead of Ahab's chariot all the way to the entry of Jezreel. Do you see this? Glory to God. Do you see how when God gets ready, he can supernaturally put a strength on you? The Bible says that there was placed upon him a special supernatural strength that caused him to outride the chariot and the rider. Let's put it this way. You are now entering a season of supernatural acceleration that you're going to outrun the horse and its rider. Oh, my God. Somebody need to begin to speak that over your life right now. This is my time and my moment and my season of acceleration. Come on, speak it again, because you got to get this in your ear gate. And sometimes when you begin to speak it over your own life, you begin to prophesy to yourself. So let's say it again. This is my hour of supernatural acceleration. Say it one more time. This is my hour of supernatural acceleration. How do we know this? Because when God brings you to that place, a movement begins to take place like you've never seen before. I'm going to go back to our key verse, but in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12, out of the Amplified, it says, then said the Lord to me, you have seen well, for I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it. I like how King James said, I will hasten my word to perform it. I will hasten, I will speed it up. I will cause it to come to pass regardless of what you're facing and who is against you. When the Lord is for you, he's more powerful, he's more greater than them that are against you. He said, I will hasten my word to perform it. But listen, you know that this is the hour of acceleration because the word says in Isaiah 55 and 11, I want you to write that down. He says, so shall my word that proceed from my mouth, it shall not return to me void. Watch this, stop right there. You need to shout over your own prosperity. You need to shout over your own healing. You need to shout over your own deliverance. You need to shout over your own doors opening in your behalf. Sometimes we have shouted for everybody else, but it's your turn to shout over your stuff. And I said it. It's your turn, my God, to be your own cheerleader. It's your turn to walk, and some people call it selfishness, but I don't call it selfishness. When you turn the attention on yourself or what God about to do for you, I call it self-care. It ain't selfishness. This is the time you have taken care of everybody else. Now it's time to see about you. He says in Isaiah 55 and 11. Let me slow down before I get too excited. So shall my word that proceed, that comes from out of my mouth, it shall not to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I sent them. I want you to speak Isaiah 55 and 11 of your life. I want you to begin to say, I decree and declare that Isaiah 55 and 11 is alive and active in my life right now. Come on, Sid. Come on, people of God. You got to speak prophetically to yourself. Some of you prophetic people, you have prophesied to others. Now it's time to prophesy to yourself. Speak it with me again. I decree and declare that Isaiah 55 and 11 is alive and active in my life right now. Everything that the Lord spoke to you, every word that he came out of his mouth, whether it's through the logos or through the rhema word, it shall not return to him void. It shall not return unto him empty, but it shall accomplish. The word is at work right now in your life to accomplish something. You might not see it in the natural, but you got to believe it in the spirit. I speak to you today that do not believe what you see, but see what you believe. It shall accomplish. It shall fulfill. God's word is at work, changing some things, moving some people out the way, shaking some things, breaking some things, getting ready, and making every crooked place straight in your behalf. Let's go back to the word. My God. It shall accomplish that which I please. God says, listen, it's not about you. I spoke the word over your life. I said that you was a servant of mine. I said you was a prophet. I said you was an evangelist. I said that you was a teacher. I said that you was a missionary. I said you was a prayer warrior. I spoke a word of prosperity over your life. I spoke a word that you're coming out. I spoke a word that you are Gloria carrier, and it shall accomplish what I please. So when people think you're doing it, God said, no, this pleases me to accelerate you. This pleases me to bring you forth and to launch you forth. This pleases me when people thought that you are the last. I take the last and make them the first. My God, it pleases me when I can flip people upside down. What do I mean by that? Just when they think they have you locked down, here comes God doing something in your life that's so awesome, so wonderful that people just get flipped upside down in their mind. They can't even understand how that happened. Listen, he said, that which I please, and it shall prosper. You need to know that the word of God is about to prosper in your life. You need to know that the word of God is not hindered by the rising of inflation. It's not hindered by the rising of our interest rates. It's not hindered by whatever's going on in society. It shall prosper. You do not have growth in your forecast. You do not have run in your forecast. Why? Because the word is accomplishing something. It is accomplishing what the Lord wants to please. And if he calls you the head, you are the head and not the tail. If he calls you rich, you are rich and not poor. If he calls you wealthy, you are nowhere near broke. Don't you look at that bank statement. That bank statement is the facts, but it is not the truth of God's word. Come on, let's go a little bit more. It shall accomplish in the thing where I sent it. So when we go back here to the main scripture, we have to look at this again. We have to look at this again. We have to look at how Elijah told his servants, I need you to go out and look in the sky. See what do you see? He came back the first time, I see nothing. The man was telling the truth. Go back again. He went back the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth time. Hey, prophet, I know you are a seer, but whatever you're looking for is not there. Don't let the devil tell you that what you believe in God for is not there, because the prophet wouldn't accept that. No, go again. I don't know how high the young man had to climb or the servant had to climb back up to look over to see what he sees, what the Lord was doing something. He went the sixth time. My God, I'm tired. I want to tell the prophet that the prophetic word he prophesied in my life is not coming to pass. God, what you told me in the midnight hour is not happening. He went to the prophet the sixth time. He said, go again. You got to complete a cycle of faith. Go the seventh time. The word tells on the seventh time he saw a cloud about the size of a man's hand in the midst of the sky. Can you see how insignificant that might look like? How small that might look like? Tell you something. This is the time of supernatural acceleration. You need to look at everything as an indicator in your life. What do I mean about indicators? Come on, come on. If you was with somebody in your room right now, I would say tell them watch for the indicators in the spirit. Watch what God is doing for you. If you're coming out the grocery store and you find a nickel on the ground by your car tire, pick it up and put it in your pocket and say, thank you, Lord, for a supernatural acceleration, because 10 people, 20, 50 people walked past this nickel and left it here, and they didn't see it, and I saw it. What that means, there's an indicator that money is coming. Listen, glory to God. If you get somewhere and you look in your pocket and you ain't wore those clothes in a long time, and you look in your pocket and there's $3, so go ahead and speak supernatural acceleration. What's happening, God? He's restoring money that I lost, that I didn't even know was there. You got to look at the indicators in your life. You got to look at how God is about to supernaturally accelerate you. When the young man saw something that looked insignificant, you see, people of faith look at small things and start shouting, while people that's carnal-minded look at it and don't see the spiritual significance. You can see a bird, my God, land on your window and it's red, and you begin to prophesy to the bird. You begin to prophesy over your life what it means. You can see a certain cloud, and the figuration of the cloud is different than what everybody else see. Why? You're prophetic by nature, and it's symbolic to you, and you'll prophesy something of what God's about to do. You can see a commercial while you're watching TV and get a whole message out of it while others just laughing at it. You went back in your room and started writing something for the next 30 minutes. Why? You're spiritually sensitive to the presence of God, to the signs of God, to the indication of God, or the indicators of God, to what God is saying. You can be walking down the street and you see something that, my God, a tree branch hanging off the tree, and you say, my God, that's spiritually significant. Why? Because it looked like he's hanging, but as long as he's connected to the tree, he still have life. Listen, you got to watch the spiritual indicators of your supernatural acceleration. Let me go to a few points here. I don't have much long this morning, and I want to encourage you. Listen, let's go back to this. Elijah experienced supernatural acceleration. The scripture says here in New Living Translation, the Lord gave special strength. Somebody's about to get some special strength here. This is not your own strength. This is not your own ability. This is not your own intelligence. This is not coming from your normal resource. Man, it's a source, resource. The Lord gave special strength to Elijah. Listen, people, you got to start prophesying over yourself that you got a special strength now. The strength that you had yesterday is insignificant or not sufficient enough to move you into a place of spiritual acceleration, but there's a special strength coming upon you, that the things that you was not able to accomplish in the days of old, you're going to accomplish it in this period and in this season. The places that you cannot press your way through, you're about to press your way through now. Why? There's a special strength on them that have been waiting on the Lord. There's a special strength on them that have been trusting the Lord. Listen, the Bible showed that after the man of God released prophetic word to tell Ahab, the person who spoke the word now is receiving the same word he spoke over somebody else. He said, tell Ahab to get down, to get in his chariot. There's about to be an abundance. I hear the sound of a rain. I sense something in the spirit. Listen, others didn't hear anything. Don't, no, no, you ain't crazy. When you hear something in the spirit and the person right there in your same house hears nothing, when you hear money flowing into your bank account and others saying, my God, we don't have a dime left, you're not crazy. You hear it in the spirit. And so he said, tell him to just hurry up and get in the church. Wait a minute, hurry up. All I saw was a cloud about the size of a man's hand in a gigantic sky. No, you don't understand the spiritual significance. Hurry up, the rain about to come, but the clouds wasn't dark yet. Nothing was moving yet. You got to call those things that be not as though they were. You got to begin to call things that do not exist into existence and call those things that exist out. Glory to God. You got to call healing in when sickness is right there. You got to speak healing in and sickness out. Listen, there's a special strength coming from you. I know you couldn't produce like you wanted to in the past. I know the ministry wasn't moving the way you wanted to do. I know every time you sat down to write, there was a writer's block. I know every time you went to launch that ministry, your finances got low. But I need you to decree this morning, supernatural strength is my portion. Supernatural strength is upon me today. Go ahead and confess it like I said. Supernatural acceleration. God's about to hasten to perform his word. You're about to pick up and accomplish some things like you've never seen before. Let me tell you this. Let me go to this next point here. You cannot be stopped in this season. Say it over your life this morning. I cannot be stopped in this season. No, you're not arrogant. You're walking by faith and not by sight. No, you're not being arrogant. You're standing on the word of God. You're not cocky. You're just confident. You're standing on the word of God. You have to speak it over your own life because you got people around you won't speak it over your life. They too jealous. They're too intimidated. They don't want to see you go nowhere. They don't want to see you move in the things of God. So you got to prophesy to yourself. Glory to God. You got to say, I cannot be stopped in this season. This is the season of you will outrun the horse and the rider. You will outrun the chariot and the rider. The things that people did in the past, listen, let me slow this down. Holy Spirit, thank you for bringing this thought back to me right now. Listen, when Ahab got in that chariot, in the natural, a man cannot outrun a horse. I need to slow this down so it can get in your spirit. A man cannot outrun a horse, and he was in a chariot, which means he had to have at least two horses. But with this special endowment upon you, God would allow you to have a special strength to not only catch up with the chariot, but surpass it. What do I mean by that? There's some people that have been trying to suppress you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. There's some people that are trying to keep you back. There's some people that try to monitor your pace and your speed and your level of ministry and prosperity. And the Lord is saying on this morning, not only you will catch up with them, but you will surpass them. Glory to God. This is why you got to make sure you have no envy, no strife, no animosity, no jealousy in your heart, no unforgiveness of those who try to harm you. Because God's going to cause you a spiritual acceleration to catch up with the people that said you was nobody. You were not going nowhere. You were not accomplished nothing without them. Have you ever had a person in your life that believed you would not have prosperity if they don't give it to you? Come on, somebody. I feel the presence of God. If I was in church, I'd tell you, turn to your neighbor and give him a high five and say, you can't stop me. Glory to God. My God, I feel God's presence in the room by myself. I hope you have in church with the Holy Ghost on this morning. And people would say, people feel like, listen, you can't do that without me. But this is the hour where God's going to cause a supernatural grace to come upon you that people can't get the glory for the success that he's bringing you into, because he will not allow them to be able to say, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have got it. Listen, it's not only it ain't for you that I won't get it, but God's about to cause me to get what you have and exceed you. And by the time you catch up, I've already been there. Glory to God. This is the hour. Let me give you a little bit more, and I'm going to turn this thing over. I'm about to turn this thing over right here. This is the hour of the open door for you. The Lord says, see, I have set before you an open door with many adversaries. Yes, you got people that don't like you. Yes, you got people that don't believe in you. You know what's hurtful to pour into people, and yet they don't believe in you. They don't trust you. They don't validate you. They don't see your value. They don't see your worth. They don't appreciate who you are, but you labor. You give yourself for them. Listen, it's okay, because this is the hour of the supernatural acceleration. And so God's saying in his word that the door is open for you, and I have set before you an open door with many adversaries. They don't want you to have it, but he's still going to give it to you. They don't want you to get it, but God's still going to bless you. That's why the scripture says in Psalms, I believe 23, that I will prepare a table for you. Where? In the presence of. No, I'm not doing it in private. See, the ones that ridicule you and talked about you, and when I finish preparing the table, I'm going to sit you at the table. I speak to you right now to make a confession. I'm at the table. Glory to God. I'm at the table. I can't even sit. I'm sitting at my table right now. I can't be still. I got to start walking for a few minutes. Why? Because I'm at the table. I'm at the banquet table of my breakthrough. I've been believing God for certain things to take place in my life, and it looked like it was taking so long, and so many obstacles kept fighting me. And every time it looked like I take two steps forward, I take five steps back, something else fall apart, another lie come out, and something else break forth, something else start to damage the ministry. But this is the hour of the supernatural acceleration. By the time people think you in one place, you have already surpassed them. This is your hour of the supernatural. This is the hour of your accomplishment. This is the hour where God will fulfill your vision. This is the hour. Let me turn around and say this again. No. I said your vision. It is his vision that he gave you. So this is the hour that God will fulfill his purpose, his destiny, his vision in you. I want you to decree as I'm closing this morning, this is my hour of supernatural acceleration. Stay right there. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the people of God that receive this word on this morning. This is the hour where sometimes it feels like we're not moving. We're not moving at the rate we want to. We're not moving and getting desires that we desire. We're not accelerating. We're praying a lot. We're pushing hard. We're giving all we have, and sometimes it looks like we're going up a mountain when you told us we shouldn't even be climbing mountains. But you never gave us boots to climb mountains. You said, speak to the mountain, and it shall be moved. But this is the hour of the special pull upon your people, those that feel tired, those that feel frustrated and aggravated, those that feel like I can't push no more. I've tried so many times, and I just keep getting knocked out. Thank you for the special strength. Thank you for the special grace. Thank you for the special anointing, the special oil that you're putting upon the people. Thank you for new angels you are assigning to their life that's moving out every weight and every sin that so easily beset them. This is the hour of the special, the supernatural acceleration, and we receive it on this morning. And we thank you for Prophet Matthews. We thank you for a special acceleration on him like never before. That everything he lost in his life, if you pray this with me for him, God will cause it to happen in your life. Father, we thank you for everything he lost in this life and on his journey, that he will get it back seven times more. We pray, Father, that every desire of his heart come to pass. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you will strengthen his physical body, his mental mind, his physical mind, his physical body, his mental mind, his spirit. We pray that this will be over the next 7 years, so much prosperity in his life that every time he tried to give it away, it's still double. Every time he left another ministry, it's still triple. We thank you for special supernatural strength upon him, and that you're going to cause a level of acceleration on the prophet to come upon him like never before. When we give you praise for this, and the people of God that's listening right now, as you release this word, you cause them to be on this phone line so they can hear this word. I decree and declare over their life in the hour of the supernatural acceleration. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you today. I turn it back over. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you, Apostle Jacobs, for that powerful word this morning. We welcome everyone that's listening in the chat room this morning, and we welcome everyone that's listening in live on Blog Talk. If you have a comment or a statement or a question for Apostle, you can hit 1 on your phone, and it'll put you in the queue, and we'll bring you up for any questions or comments. Again, we thank everyone for listening in the chat room this morning. Apostle Jacobs, you have some of your people that watch you live on your Facebook, and they're saying good morning to you, and they enjoy that powerful word on this morning. Also,
amen.
Just a quick reminder, we're getting ready for the Family Values Conference 2022. Tomorrow is the last date to make your hotel reservations. Again, tomorrow is the last date to make your hotel reservations. That rate will change, and it will go up tremendously. So please, if you will, make your hotel reservations for the Family Values Conference 2022, and we're excited to have Apostle Jacobs a part of this great celebration as well. If you desire to bless the ministry, you can do so by going to the ministry website at www.werestore.org, or you can cash app at MoneySign RFPIM, or you can Zelle at werestoreyou@yahoo.com. If you desire to know more about Lamont Matthews Ministries or Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, please feel free to give us a call at 877-912-2027, or you can call 708-825-1988. Again, we appreciate and we welcome you for joining the Sunday Morning Prophetic Experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive. And our special guest, family member, Apostle Greg Jacobs of Greg Jacobs Ministries in Chicago, Illinois. And Apostle Jacobs, if you would like to let them know about your ministry and how they can view you during the week, you can do so at this time.
Amen. Thank you for this opportunity. One, you can contact us at our phone number for more details, or you want to be on our phone list for updated flyers that's being released at 312-801-4837. That number is 312-801-4837, our contact number. Also, feel free to look and go to our Facebook page, Greg Jacobs Ministry International, where we have all the update events and upcoming events. And then we have our website, Greg Jacobs Ministry, jacobsministry.com. So we want you to contact us. We appreciate Prophet, and we appreciate the staff that allow us to just share the word with you and give you our contact information in Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. And also, if any of you are available on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock p.m., I'll be Facebook Live. We're talking about 9 years that my son had the accident, and God told us to call the funeral home. But he's still living today. We're talking about 9 years, and we'll be Facebook Live talking about when all a mother had was faith. And I would extend a special invitation to each and every one of you to join us on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. So if no one have any comments or any more statements to make, we appreciate you again for joining us for the Sunday Morning Prophetic Experience with our special guest, Apostle Greg Jacobs. And we want to say God bless you on today and have an awesome, beautiful, wonderful Sunday. God bless you.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the Family Values Conference 2022.
Family Values Conference 2022.
And the 55th birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. October 28th through 30th, 2022 at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
This year's theme,
excelling the family for the kingdom purpose. Family Values Conference 2022. Your MC, Brother Norris
Doris Thompson, radio personality at Rejoice 102.3 FM, WYCA, Chicago, Illinois. It kicks off Friday night, October 28th at 7 p.m. Pastor Eugene Fierce Jr., Redeem Enrichment Ministries, Joliet, Illinois, October 29th, 2022. Saturday morning, The Workshop. It begins at 10 a.m. until noon. Backed by popular demand, Bishop Jesse M. Williams Jr., Deliverance Center Church, Chicago, Illinois, Saturday night at 7 p.m. Evangelist Ellen Allen, New Bethel Bountiful Blessings Ministry, Toledo, Ohio, Sunday morning, October 30th, 2022, at 11 a.m., a time of reflections. Apostle Greg Jacobs, Greg Jacobs Ministries, Chicago, Illinois. Bishop Kenneth Franklin, Christ for Everyone Ministries, Incorporated, Chicago Heights, Illinois. Apostle Maurice and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, Restoration and Truth Ministries, Newport News, Virginia. For more information, call 877-912-2027 or 708-825-1988 or email us at LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. That's LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. No registration fee. Everyone is welcome. October 28th through 30th, 2022, the Family Values Conference at RFPIM 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. We welcome you and want to see you there.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen.
Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org.
Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Order your copy today.